Good morning. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm joined now by Maria Gus here to tell us about Dead FM. How are you doing, Maria?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You know, I'm fine, and I'm pretty excited about this. It sounds like it's sort of a harken back to the days of radio plays.
Yeah, absolutely. That was the exact idea. You know, this group of performers and writers, we did a version of War of the Worlds last year. And so they wanted to do another radio play, and that's where they came up with Dead FM, which is a radio play about Bartlesville experiencing the zombie apocalypse.
So what part do you play in it?
So my part is Barbara Logan. I'm the lead. I'm actually the on-air personality. They are one of the places that is the last remaining form of communication in the area. So Barbara's trying to stay on the air as long as possible to make sure that people know where to go to get to safety. But at the same time, she's also worried about her own family. And that's sort of where the radio play takes us. Barbara makes a little trek out to a little bit east of Bartlesville to get her family. And her husband actually works for the Centers for Disease Control, and he's in Oklahoma City. So then they're trying to get there because the CDC has developed some sort of, I won't give anything away, but they're trying to work on those zombies, get rid of the zombies.
Right. So is this done more in the manner of that Orson Welles War of the Worlds broadcast, where it's as if it was like a news report, or is it more narrative and story driven?
It's sort of a mix. It's great. It is as if it's happening in real time, but Barbara is a radio personality. So she is on the air talking to the people to let them know what's happening, give them the information from the emergency management services, but then she stays on the phone with the radio broadcast going out to make sure that people know. She just is trying to stay on the air as long as possible to keep people safe.
Now, Maria, did you draw your inspiration for your character from, say, me?
Hey, Deb. Well, it was. It was a little bit. It was a little bit Deb for sure. I think I was trying to be serious and be a news person, but at the same time, you know, she's got a heart of gold. She's worried about her family and keeping them safe. So I know you have a heart of gold as well.
Yes, but I'm never very serious, as we found. So, you know, the cast here is really amazing, too, because, well, of course, you're amazing, Maria, as we have a little meeting of the Mutual Admiration Society here. But you've got a few other people in this production that are really people that would knock your socks off.
Well, we have a lot of seasoned actors from Bartlesville Community Theater, but one of the best parts and one of the best actors is, of course, our own Joe Sears. Joe, of course, is known for his Greater Tuna plays. He's a Tony-nominated actor, and he plays the part of Spider. Spider's kind of a good old boy. He's a bubba, but he is definitely one of the guys that's saving the day, and he is fun to listen to, and he's just one of those characters that's full of charm, and he's a pretty smart guy. Of course, we also have people like Shelby Brammer, who's the artistic director at Theater Bartlesville, but she's got an impressive resume all on her own. We have a lot of other local celebrities. Alan Gentius, who is on our city council, he's one of the voices. Jason Elmore is doing one of the voices. We have Kevin Minich, who is a really fantastic actor and works at the Heritage Theater in Dewey. We have, I know I'm going to leave somebody out, but we just have a tremendous amount of people that are helping us out. Sean Hennessy, my husband is an actor from Tulsa, and I can't think of his name right now, but speaking of actors from Tulsa, we also have Sydney Treat, who is a treat, and she is a wonderful character actor from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and everyone is going to love her. I mean, her voice is amazing. Her character is serious and funny, and it's just a fun little play.
Well, and probably the thing that's one of the coolest things, in my opinion, is the fact that this was written here in written by a local writer.
Absolutely. It was written by Tim Hudson. I don't want to leave Tim out. Tim is a writer for the Bartlesville newspaper, but he's also an artist in his own right, and he is one of his passions. One of the things that he loves is all things Halloween or horror-oriented. So he wrote this play really as a nod to horror films. Anybody that loves Night of the Living Dead, Halloween, any of those classics, and especially George Romero, you will notice little nods to him throughout the production. Tim has just done a wonderful job of making it a really fantastic zombie play, but it's also like a great play about human heart and character. And oh my gosh, what would you do in this crazy situation? So it was a lot of fun to do this.
Now, if we were to rank it on a scale of, say, Hocus Pocus all the way up to The Exorcist, how scary is this production?
Oh, geez. Well, we're not Hocus Pocus territory, and we are definitely not Exorcist territory. I'd say it's like, you know, in the last 10 years or so, there's been a couple of kind of funny zombie movies, you know, that have had a little joke here and there.
Right.
I'd say, like, we're in the Zombieland territory.
That's just the movie I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, it's not too serious and it's not too funny, but you know, there's a lot of comic relief. But yeah, I mean, what would you do if there was a situation where you had to, you know, find your family, make sure they were safe?
And, right.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Is it appropriate for children?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no foul language in there at all, and. You know, as long as, I would say probably not the super little ones, but I have a 7-year-old and he would probably love it because everybody's out there trying to like save the day. So
right.
It's pretty good.
You know, I was checking some of the information on Facebook, of course, but there's also the page that it's on Facebook.com is what really... kind of makes you giggle and kind of speaks a little bit to the type of play this is, I think, in some ways, Maria, and that is the zombies that ate Bartlesville.
Exactly. I mean, it's all very tongue-in-cheek. And, well, and what's cool about the way that Tim wrote this is Barbara gets in the car and she's driving from the radio station, which is 1400 KWON, which I know is a sister station to you all, and she is driving from the station out to Oglesby. So you hear her saying, oh my gosh, I think the zombies have taken over the KFC, or, you know, don't go to the Walmart. they're all congregating there. So if you're from the area or if you've been to Bartlesville or you're familiar, you can definitely sort of track where she's going as she's trying to get away from the zombies.
Yeah, and of course you mentioned our sister station. This broadcast, we'll be carrying it here at 11 o'clock tonight on the Mighty 690. And, of course, then again tomorrow... The dates don't make a lot of sense, but it's Sunday, the 29th at 7 p.m. And then on Tuesday, Halloween, at 11 p.m., we'll have it Tuesday night and tonight in our slot where we typically have a radio program called When Radio Was. So instead of having that syndicated show, we'll have this locally produced radio play for folks to enjoy. And then it will be on AM 1400, as you mentioned, Maria, our sister station down there in Bartlesville at 8 o'clock after the Dallas Cowboys game on Sunday as well, the 29th. Of course, the play being sponsored here in Coffeyville by Coffeyville Gunworks, and we appreciate their support of this program, because if you're going to take on zombies, you probably need to stop by Gunworks and get some arms.
You do.
Get
you
some
need
arms.
To be well armed. And so, and you'll notice during the show that Spider is definitely the one that you want to be with in the event of a zombie apocalypse.
Well,
he's
armed.
Probably been there. He's probably loaded up over there.
All right. Well, before we go, do you have anything else you'd like to let us know about the production or just like to say while you're on the air?
Well, no. Just please be sure to take a listen. You can, of course, listen online or listen on the air at your radio station. We're having a listening party on Saturday night at the Heritage Theater in Dewey. So if you get to listen tonight and then you want to come see some of these crazy people that did the voices behind the show, come join us tomorrow at the Heritage Theater in Dewey. We'd love to see you.
Mommy. Yeah, it sounds like you need to save some of those guys from the zombies right now, Maria.
I have a little 4-year-old zombie right outside, standing next to me.
Well, give our best to Evan.
I will. He's a little Baba Booey is what he is.
All right.
He's doing good.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
All right. Thank you, guys, and thank you so much for talking about it. We're so glad you're playing the play there. We can't wait to see how people respond.
Absolutely. And we're happy put it on. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.